This Israel Report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
7:47. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. Joining us is Professor Kobi Michael, PhD, Senior Research Editor in Chief at Strategic Assessment. Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning. Can you give us the latest in terms of the return of the deceased hostages? Where are we in this process?
Good morning. Yesterday, we got another deceased. Mm-hmm. It is still in the identification process, and we still don't know who is. I assume that it will be known in the very coming hours. And if it is a real deceased hostages, then we will remain with another six in the hands of Hamas. But what we see actually is a process where Hamas is wasting and earning the time in the very same time. Mm-hmm. They waste the time in order to prolong the process, in order to earn time for reconstituting themselves militarily and governmentally. And they are succeeding in doing that, and they believe that they are with the upper hand, because they understand that the American administration pressures Israel to remain tolerant and to contain the situation, because they want the plan of President Trump to succeed. And on the other hand, they have the guarantees of Turkey and Qatar that promise them that they will do the utmost efforts in order to keep their vital interest in during phase 2 and 3 of the plan. So they under the belief or the assumption that they can continue manipulating everybody, the Israel, the Americans, the mediators. They believe that at the end of the day, the Americans will be the spur, and President Trump will stop being, I would say, very involved and decisive and determined, and he will turn to the next station. Then they will be able to remain as the effective sovereign power in the Gaza Strip. Hamas does not intend to dismantle itself, does not intend to leave the Gaza Strip, and does not intend not to be part of the day after in the Gaza Strip. We have to understand that. Unfortunately, they continue manipulating with regard to the hostages. They torture the Israeli society. They try to use it in order to leverage it, in order to increase the tensions between the Israeli society and the government, between the Israel government and the American administration, between the Israeli government and the other governments here in the region. And they believe that they are succeeding, and they are with the upper hand. And
the fact that we can already see there's a different type of resolve from these partners who are involved in this process, as you mentioned, Turkey, Qatar. Maybe they are succeeding by dragging this on a little bit or a lot.
Yes, unfortunately, Turkey and Qatar have an interest to drag it. They have an interest to slow it down and to prolong the entire process, because they believe that at the end of the day, it will help Hamas to remain in power. And we have to remember that the interests of Hamas are the interests of Qatar and Turkey. All of them are Muslim Brotherhood. Qatar and Turkey are the biggest providers and supporters of Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood. Hamas is the Palestinian version of the Muslim Brotherhood. And they are making noises as if they are, part of the process, and they are trying to help and to mediate and to pressure Hamas. But this is sort of a lip service, not more than that, vis-a-vis the American administration. On the ground, they are cooperating with Hamas.
Yeah, the tension between them and Egypt, because we know that Egypt does not stand at all on the side of the Muslim Brotherhood. They recognize the dangers there.
Exactly, this is the inherent problem of the entire, I would say, plan of President Trump, because he sees Qatar and Turkey as leading, I would say, forces or leading players in this big game, where Israel, Egypt, the Saudis, the Emirates do not like the idea at all, okay? Because Turkey and Qatar are very bitter and adversaries of all of these players. And the idea that the ISF, the International Stabilization Force, will be composed of Qatarian, Turks, Indonesians, the Pakistanians, in addition to Egyptians, the Saudi and Emirates soldiers or troops or personnel, is something that is inherently problematic. Okay, because there are tensions between, as I said, Turkey and Qatar the others, mainly the Arab countries and Israel. And Israel will not allow a presence of Turkish troops on the ground in the Gaza Strip, because this is eventually what Turkey wants to achieve. Turkey wants to pressure Israel from the north by its presence in Syria, and from the south by its presence in the Gaza Strip. And the Turkish presence in the Gaza Strip will be just the corridor to its presence in the West Bank as well. And they believe that by presence on the ground, by having boots on the ground in the Gaza Strip, they will be able to restrain Israel and to prevent Israel from acting or operating freely from the security point of view, in order to prevent Hamas from reconstituting itself. And this is exactly the problem that we are facing right now. And I hope that Israel will be able to convince, Israel together with the Egyptians mainly, will be able to convince the President Trump and the American administration to minimize as much as possible the presence and the role of the Qatarians and the Turks.
But in essence, all of this is really on hold until the remaining bodies are returned.
Not only until the bodies will be returned, but until Hamas will begin dismantling itself, and Hamas will not do that. Hamas does not intend to dismantle itself. I would like to remind our listeners that the second phase, the first phase is the release of the hostages and the redeployment of the IDF along the yellow line, and the resumption or the increasing of the humanitarian aid support. This is the first phase that was not concluded yet. The second phase is the dismantling or the disarmament of Hamas, and the demilitarization of the Gaza Strip, where the third phase is the establishment of the entire apparatus of the plan, which is composed of three components: the technocrats government, the ISF, and the peace board. Okay. Now, I'm not sure that we will be able to realize the second phase because Hamas does not intend voluntarily to dismantle itself, and somebody will have to dismantle Hamas, and I don't see any entity that is willing and capable to do that but the IDF. And the idea that the IDF will dismantle Hamas is not part of the plan. And here I think that we have to be very creative and very flexible. I mean Israel, okay? And together with the American administration to do something differently, and in parallel to begin establishing the mechanism of the plan in the eastern part of the Gaza Strip, which is controlled by the IDF. And in parallel to that, the IDF will resume the military fighting against Hamas in the western part of the Gaza Strip, in order to dismantle Hamas, to demilitarize the Gaza Strip, and then the apparatus that already operates in the eastern part of the Gaza Strip will be expanded, okay, to the western part, and then it will take responsibility over the entire Gaza Strip. I think that this is the only real alternative or actual alternative that we have, because I don't believe that we will be able to realize phase two by convincing Hamas to dismantle itself and by demilitarizing the Gaza Strip voluntarily. It will not happen. This is not Hamas. Right. This is not the DNA of Hamas.
But in the interim, the majority of Gazans are living where? Under Hamas or in the in the Israel zone?
Now when Hamas controls 47% of the Gaza Strip, where the IDF, which is deployed along the yellow line, controls 53% of the Gaza Strip, the vast majority, I would say something more than 95% of the Palestinians live in the 47% which are controlled by Hamas. And by the way, this is part of the problem, because once Hamas controls the population, or the vast majority of it, they once again able to reconstitute their governance, and they are able to reconstitute their authority over the population. And the idea that they control the population is something which is an asset for them. This is something that strengthens them, and this is something that enables them to reestablish, to reconstitute their governmental capacities and capabilities. Under the current situation, I think that this is something that doesn't work in favor of the success of the plan, but on the contrary.
Just a final question, in terms of the provision of aid and supplies into Gaza, how is that being managed at the moment?
The quantities of humanitarian aid that enter on a daily basis to the Gaza Strip are unprecedented. I mean, it's something that we cannot even imagine. There are it's much, much more than what the population really needs. Mm. The problem is that a very high percentage of it is looted by Hamas and controlled by Hamas, and eventually, by controlling the supply of the humanitarian aid, Hamas increases its political strength and its governmental strength in the Gaza Strip, and this is another problem that we have. And unfortunately, because the humanitarian aid goes to the population, and most of the population is concentrated in the area which is under Hamas control, the IDF is not there, and therefore the IDF is not capable and is not allowed to defend the convoys of the humanitarian aid. And the convoys of the humanitarian aid, at least most of them, are going directly to the hands of Hamas.
That is where we leave it. Thank you for that very, very extensive overview of what is happening at the moment. That Israel Report was with Professor Kobi Michael, PhD, Senior Researcher, Editor-in-Chief at Strategic Assessment.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.